it's genius.
The other festival.
It's genius and it's needed, and it's like an oasis of truth and beauty in the middle of the business of it all, which is largely governed by sententious platitudes devoid of hope.
No, I'm gonna ask some funny questions, see if you get to them. What is it what is it in Chaz Fest that has truth and beauty that represents that?
Well, you're playing there.
and
where it is, and you know the people involved, and it's, you know, you can bring. You're not going to be. I don't think they're going to check your bag when you walked in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just low key, and it's real personal, and it's just not going to be the herd instinct. I think a lot of people go out to the Jazz Fest just because it's a thing to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, a lot of people, and this is what Frank Zappa said anyway, they don't like music, they like entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had some incredible music at the Jazz Festival, and there's no doubt about it. And it's a wide variety, but people just seem to care about the spectacle.
Yep.
It's a thing to do.
Why is and, that? Why are they
well, that's a deep question, and I don't know. I mean, because people are bored, and they're a lot of people are empty, and it's a social gathering,
uh-huh.
you know.
Uh-huh.
And you can go out there and talk on your phone and drink a beer and see people that you haven't seen for a year or whatever, and it's just a gathering. And that's cool in its own way.
Because there's, I mean, an element, I mean, in a sense, I mean, you know, Alex's festival over there is a festival.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, they have all the components of food and artwork and all that.
I guess it's not, well, in 10 or 20 years when tickets are $50 at the Chaz Fest or whatever, and, you know,
yeah,
people were scalping.
Scalping outside on the neutral
right.
ground on St. Claude Avenue. It's just
right.
I don't believe in it.
Yeah, it's just fresh right now, it seems like.
Right.
I mean, and I haven't been to it yet, but I've been to that location and the whole thing, and I love it.
The few things
that I've been to out there, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to go in a dark direction exactly. I mean, I feel those things too, and actually because of the way that they organize and the people that are involved, clearly there's some, you know, there's some other set of aesthetic choices going on. One thing I forgot to ask Alex, I'll ask you, I didn't get back to him about it, is what's important about having music as a focal point at any of these things?
As a full what?
As a focal point.
Oh, focal point?
Yeah. Which, of course, that's a bad word, because focal is eyes, but...
You're talking about for me personally, or for...
Either way. Both for you personally and for other people. Why is this...
Well, you know, I can go off the deep end right now and say that everything is music.
Uh-huh.
That train horn across the street,
yeah,
the airplane flying around, the Jazz Fest pulling, you know, that's music. But it seems to be the therapy that nature prescribes.
Mm-hmm.
And the few of us that can... are lucky enough to have it, there's, you know, how do you describe it? It's in despair of description. It's like, let's describe truth and beauty. Let's describe a rose. Music is, it's the deal.
What's keeping the herd from indulging?
And then I say music, and I say, because there's all kinds of definitions of music. And, you know,
what's going on that's keeping the herd from that fountain there, from that thing that we, you know, that we got? That you,
well, it's the same thing that's keeping me from being a mechanic or from wanting to work on my car or to understand something that's so left brain, like
mm-hmm.
computers or, you know, it's right brain thing. And I don't know.